Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It probably didn't get a lot of attention, but a few weeks ago, the State Department of Agriculture and the Kentucky Fire Commission signed a memorandum of agreement to work more closely together. For a little background, Executive Director of the Fire Commission, Ronnie Day.
The Fire Commission is responsible for the fire departments in the state of Kentucky, which is 828 with about 20,000 firefighters. We have grants, we have loan programs. We track all their training for them, and we are responsible to give every fire department in the state of Kentucky at least 20 hours of free training per year. We touched 120,000 students last year.
Day pointed out that many farmers across the state are volunteer firefighters. He says the two agencies have shared resources and expertise before.
We've done a joint operation training sessions with the Department of Agriculture for several years. We've never had anything formal, and when Commissioner Quarles got elected, then that was one of the first topics that we discussed, was doing something and making it, you know, proper and doing an MOU with each other.
The memorandum states the Ag Department will help recruit potential fire volunteers. The commission will serve as a resource for ag emergency responsiveness, and both groups ultimately help local first responder teams. We'll be right back.
This is Bud. And for years, you've been calling me at 811 before you dig. But now there's a faster, convenient way for you to find out if it's safe to dig. It's 811now.com. From any device, you can go online to have utility lines marked at your job site. Any day, any time, go to 811now.com. Fill out the online form. It's free, and it's the law. Find out if it's safe for you to dig at 811now.com.
First responders heading to the farm may face anything from an ATV accident to a tractor overturn. Ronnie Day says the Fire Commission works, for example, with grain elevator entrapments.
Yes, we actually have a grain bin simulator, and we travel it all across the state. And we show with a mannequin and the force that it takes to remove someone when they've actually fell down into the grain.
The Fire Commission, now with KCTCS, says Ronnie Day, often shares training both ways with the Kentucky Department of Agriculture.
This just made it formal. Like I said, we've always worked together real close. Dale Dobson is the coordinator over there that we deal with. So we just hope to be able to add some things and build upon what we've already got. You know, like I said, it's been a good program, and it's going to be a great program here when we move forward with some different things that we're going to try to incorporate into this a little later on.
We'll continue to follow the story as it unfolds. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.